towards lunch, the Aussie share market is adding to yesterday's solid improvements. We saw on Monday, of course, the ASX 200 up more than 1.7%, its best day since November 9 overnight. Another solid session as well, some sharp increases over on Wall Street. We had the S&P 500 enjoying its best day since June of last year. So our market in the first couple of hours now higher by around 35 points or so, just a more than a half of 1% towards midday. At one stage, though, we were around 1% higher. So we just have faded somewhat from intraday highs earlier this morning. Of course, at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, we will have the RBA meeting and the decision for interest rates for the month of March. The expectation, of course, for rates to remain on hold, but plenty of interest around the RBA's bond buying program. So that will certainly take center stage in a few hours' time. What we've seen so far in the market, though, some of the larger sectors, the likes of materials and financials, are among the big improvers in terms of the banks. You had the big four lifting, ANZ the best, up around 1.5%. For the miners, it's some of the smaller names doing better. Linus, the rare earths miner, one of the best, up around 4.5%. BlueScope Steel also up around 4.5%. While in the tech space, it's WiseTech up around that 3.5% mark, doing quite well. Some of the underperformers or laggards at the moment coming through from energy. We had the price of oil overnight falling by around 1% or more. Property stocks, which were some of the big improvers yesterday, just pulling back a little bit after a solid improvement on Monday. Another big loser on the market at the moment is Mesoblast. It's down about 1.5%. It announced this morning that it's raised around $110 million through a private placement to raise funds, basically to use for some of its some of the commercial supply and investment into a number of its products. And finally, the Aussie dollar, relatively stable at around 77.7 US cents.